The Highmark-UPMC rivalry extends beyond the Pittsburgh region. Highmark-affiliated Penn State Health is moving forward with plans to build a 108-bed hospital in Cumberland County, right across the interstate from a UPMC Pinnacle hospital. WITF's Brett Schultes looks at what the move means for consumers.
It's a 44-acre grass field off Interstate 81 in Cumberland County. Penn State Health paid $12 million for it last year. The health system is building a hospital there, saying it puts people on the West Shore closer to the services they need. The location happens to be about a five-minute drive from another hospital owned by Highmark's bitter rival, UPMC. Penn State Health Chief Strategy Officer Tom Stasel says the decision to build there has nothing to do with a competitor.
So the reality is we looked sort of far and wide, and this was simply the best piece of land that we could locate and come up with a reasonable financial deal on that also serves our purposes.
But Robert Morris healthcare and economics professor Stephen Foreman says competition among health systems is heating up in the mid-state, and it's not the first time a hospital has planted its flag so close to another one. He notes in 2012, the UPMC East Hospital was built about 1 mile from Highmark's Forbes Hospital in Monroeville, east of Pittsburgh.
My concern is, in the long run, is the public going to be paying for this competition? If there are more hospital beds built than we really need, and you could probably make a case for that, does that mean consumers pay more? And the answer to that's probably yes.
Foreman says he's seen something similar happen in Allegheny County, where UPMC and Highmark excluded rival hospitals to one another's in-network insurance plans. The state insurance department stepped in, creating a consent decree requiring them to accept one another's insurances in some cases. That consent decree expires next summer. Foreman says consumers should expect their insurance to start excluding hospitals that are in a rival health system, something known as narrow networks.
5 years ago, almost all insurers let almost anyone be in network. Networks were broad. People had a choice of where they went for a physician and where they went for a hospital. Now, as the competition has heated up, everybody's trying to get patients into their own hospital. So they're using insurance as a way to do that.
For its part, Highmark says it's locked in an agreement to keep UPMC hospitals in network until 2025, 4 years after the scheduled completion of the hospital. UPMC Pinnacle didn't say whether Penn State hospitals are or will continue to be in network. At the insurance department, Chief of Staff Allison Beam says such a decision is within the right of insurance companies as long as they meet the state's standard of providing sufficient access to care.
One of the things that the insurance department always advises consumers is to make sure that as you're purchasing a product, that you review the network of that product.
At Penn State Health, Stasel stresses that the planned hospital meets demand in the fast-growing region.
Today, on any given day, Hershey Medical Center is above 100% occupancy, and we often are in a situation where we cannot take the number of patients in from other facilities who are trying to transfer patients to us.
Professor Foreman says one thing is for sure. For consumers, it's better to have a few health systems competing than to have only one remaining.
Really, what's created this is that we've let the market become so concentrated. You don't have a lot of small firms competing. You've got two big firms competing, and they can make decisions, and basically they wouldn't suffer the same consequences if a small firm made a bad decision and had to go under.
He says for a region with economic growth outpacing much of the state, this is likely the beginning of a lot more competition to come. In Hampton Township, Cumberland County, I'm Brett Schultes.